David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody. This is Stacey Chalemi from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest. She is part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast on our channel. So check her out. It's Dr. Olga Zilberstein. She is really great with, she works with anti-aging and she helps with all different types of procedures that she's going to talk about. And today she really wants to focus on what can we do to prevent aging. And she has a lot of different great suggestions, and she's going to talk about them today because everybody wants to stay young. We want to look young, we want to feel young, but you know, the question is, how do we do it? And today, Dr. Olga is here today to explain actually how we can stay young. So I'm very excited about this episode. Tell us a little about yourself and tell us a little about how we can stay young and what we can do to prevent that that aging from creeping up on us, because nobody wants to get old.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I'm very excited to share my experience. I am a physician. I'm practicing medicine for the last 24 years. Oh my God. Yes. And I'm practicing aesthetic medicine for the last 17 years. What is aesthetic medicine? It's pretty much helping people to look young. But lately I got into anti-aging medicine as well. So it's not just look young outside, but it's also looking, being young from inside, right? Inside out. So what I offer mostly, that's how I started. I started offering non-surgical procedures to improve your appearance, to really help women and men to get over their insecurities and their appearance, and look younger. We do non-surgical procedures. It's mostly injectables, Botox and fillers. This is how we started. Right now, the tendency is to improve your skin from within, to rejuvenate the skin rather than just feeling the face and creating anything unnatural. Me, myself, I always been against anything unnatural. I always, my motto from very beginning, organizing, creating my company 17 years ago, my motto is, you only better, meaning I always stay behind my very, very natural results. Not creating anything unnatural really defeats the purpose for me. So even if people come and they already, let's say, injected and they already look overdone, so I would rather refuse to treat them, to do something that makes them look more natural, rather than, doing any procedures. I tell them, I'd rather dissolve your fillers, whatever you already have, than adding anything else and creating anything unnatural. So the procedures range from Botox and fillers, but like I said, right now we do more collagen stimulating therapies. It's with biostimulators, with exosomes. So improving your skin from within. It's not just putting a band-aid, like creating some, I don't know, cheek with hyaluronic acid, but really treating the skin. Some of the biostimulators, they create even the bone tissue, such as sculpture, let's say, because we do have some bone loss as we age.
Yes.
And understanding how we age, what is the process, how we lose collagen, how the face moves, like everything moves down and descends down with gravity. So the tissue moves down. So understanding deep etiology, deep mechanism, how we age and what happens, really very, yeah, very, very helpful. So we also use suspension threads. We lift tissue up, not just feeling, like I said, the feeling spaces and lines, but it's really rejuvenating the whole skin from within and improving how we look. And it's ultimately making people more confident in their skin,
yes,
and happier.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you have, like, you mentioned a couple of different, like, different methods. Like, you talked about the collagen. Can you go over that a little bit in depth? So, because a lot of times people don't realize there's so many different procedures, and some of them are more natural, like you said. And, you know, you're not, it's not like they're walking in and they're overdone because they have too much Botox from another doctor. You know, what are some of the services, and what exactly are they? Because I think sometimes people hear the services, like, and they know the name, but they don't know what it actually is and what it entails.
So we really create a plan for our patients, starting with good nutrition, an exercise plan, and a supplement plan, as well as skincare. It's a foundation of everything, because
right,
if we think about just the skin, let's say, so many factors can be just prevented.
Yes.
Number one is sun. So sun destroys collagen. We know that we lose collagen 1% every year from age 25, right, and it's really speeds out after perimenopause, menopause. So just simple preventative measures like sunscreen,
yes,
makes a huge difference. We also have, as a skincare, we also have amazing skincare, which helps stimulate collagen production. So it's really just your work. New generation is very smart, smarter than us. They listen to research, real research and science, and they do protect their skin from sun. They actually eat healthier. They try to eat healthier and exercise. And I think the next generation is going to be better and younger looking people. I mean, the smarter people of, I don't know, Generation X, whatever we call them. If you listen up, if you listen to the research, and I actually see a great difference just from those preventative measures. I have, in my practice, I have two sisters, and when they came together, it was so interesting. I have a very good eye. I can see the age, but
yeah.
The sister who was in real, she's actually was younger, but she looked much older because she was exposing herself to the sun. She was sun worshiper and she was a smoker. This is one more factor. And
yeah,
she looked 10 years older. And it's actually presented this, and I wanted to publish this two sisters case,
yeah,
where just so important to really prevent sun damage, prevent other toxins, eating healthy and not smoking. And that's just this simple measure is going to make you look younger. As far as our procedures, like I said, we concentrate on improvement of your skin. We have different procedures like microneedling, radiofrequency microneedling, red light. We work on your skin to improve the skin together with great skincare such as retinol. It's only clinically proven, which stimulates collagen production. It's really also amazing how some of the women who use just retinol and, let's say, sun protection, they preserve their skin so much better way into after menopause. And it's not a groundbreaking in terms of the money. You just really take, but it's your time and discipline, how you taking care of your skin, and you can look much better just from that. But if you go and seek some.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Treatments, of course, it's all add up. And when people ask me what do we do and what's better for me, and I would say everything. Nutrition, exercise, sun protection, great skincare. And in terms of non-surgical procedures, we even call it non-surgical facelift. And it's really the best when we combine all these methods of collagen stimulation with different machines and lasers, threads, biostimulators. Now, the research is really shifting into getting your own body to stimulate collagen. We have exosomes. Exosomes is something very new. We've been using power of our own blood. Probably people heard about PRF, platelet rich fibrin, the platelet rich plasma. Kim Kardashian made it very famous by her vampire facelift, but it's pretty much the same. It's using your own blood power and own growth factors to stimulate collagen production, elastin production, improving your skin. She was doing microneedling actually with PRP, nothing crazy, that's been done a lot. But exosomes is the next level of it. It's actually a big step up from PRP. It's much more potent growth factors. They made in the lab, but they resembles our own growth factors. Well, you don't need to draw blood and do this all messy spinning. It's much better in my opinion, and we do see much better results with exosomes. Actually, it's a growth factor which speed up healing as well. So if we do procedures like microneedling or radiofrequency microneedling or any type of resurfacing, laser resurfacing, I have actually thermodynamic resurfacing of the skin. It's very safe. It's an amazing procedure. And if we use exosomes right after, our own patients tells us we see such an amazing improvement and speedy recovery, because those growth factors they speed up recovery of the skin, and it's also packed with amazing antioxidants and peptides, which also help all together to speed up recovery after the procedure and to enhance the results. So the aesthetic medicine is a very new area of medicine. It's recognized in international boards as a separate actually area of medicine. It's not yet here. It's a lot of physicians from different specialties come together to really practice aesthetic medicine. But it's a very fascinating area because it's very, very fast developing area. A lot of research thrown into the area because, let's say, everybody, every single person wants to stay young, wants to stay viable, we want to live not just long life, very long life. I mean, it's great, but you want to be active and feel young and look young.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this area of medicine is very interesting because it's for everybody. Everybody's getting old. So, yeah, of course, there's people who kind of more so interested in staying young, but than others as anything else. But like I said, everybody's getting old. What is the alternative? And I can hear this phrase so many times during almost every day when people come in and they're like, oh my God, getting old is not fun, but it shouldn't be. Like if we really understand and follow, and now we know more and more what's good for us, what's not, it shouldn't be so bad. Like, oh, I'm getting old. Oh, what can I do? But yeah, it's staying active, eating healthy food, preventing your skin from sun and not smoking. It's a foundation of it. But seeking advice and getting more treatment, of course, going to enhance those staying younger, staying healthier, growing old process.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. Like when I know people who like to drink a lot or they smoke, you know, if you look at them and you look at their skin, they age a lot faster. They look a lot older than their actual age. And I really think, you know, the smoking and the consistent drinking alcohol, you know, plays a part in that. You know, you could have alcohol once in a while, but when people do it on a consistent basis and they're smoking every day, it really plays a role on your skin. And when you mentioned like the retinol A, I love retinol A. I notice a difference when I use it, you know, and it does play a big role in maintaining your skin and helping your lines. And, you know, I definitely noticed a difference with that. And collagen, like you mentioned that point, I think that's an excellent point because we do lose collagen. And I don't think a lot of people realize how important collagen is. And when I mention how much our body is made up of collagen, people like don't even, their mouth opens up like, really, you know, and it's so important, you know, especially for your skin, for lots of things, is such an important factor. You know, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about retinol, but it's so many other great research going on what really helps. So yeah, you have to mention vitamin C and big role of peptides and growth factors, which also put into the most advanced skincare which we can use. Moisturizing is important, but all those factors which stimulate collagen and collagen and elastin is great and important. So I also mentioned that I got into anti-aging as so anti-aging and helping people to stay young, not just outside but inside out.
Yes.
So things like NAD, N-acetyl, dinucleotide, it's a molecule which in each and every cells, and it's helps to produce energy, ATP, and actually the decrease of NAD in the body corresponds to aging and mental decline. So by getting NAD to your body, we help your body to stay younger, to stay sharper. So I also use NAD infusion through IV. We also do intramuscular injections of NAD together with different antioxidants and vitamins, which helps to stay young, stay focused, stay vital.
Yeah.
Alcohol, you mentioned alcohol, it's a very good point, which now research shows that alcohol is a toxin. And even like all those speculation about red wine, I don't know, maybe I'm going to sound, but yes, it does have some resveratrol, which is antioxidants, but the alcohol itself is really toxic to your body.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I stay away. This is me personally. I just, it doesn't help me to, if I am in the mood, I can be very, I mean, I don't need alcohol to enhance me myself. I don't know. I just feel sleepy from it. It's just me, I guess. But now, like I said, more and more research saying that it's toxic to your body, and it's any quantities is not great to you for your body.
Right, I agree.
So I would really also, yeah, stay away. So all those toxins, they create free radicals, and free radicals like sun and smoking, alcohol, it's really damaging your collagen, damaging your nervous system, damaging cells in your body. And that's why things like NAD and other glutathione is amazing. That's also we add to our IV therapy. It helps us to cleanse our body from all those free radicals. And that's what antioxidants are for. And of course, amazing food like fruits and vegetables.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Help us to stay younger. So it's all, it's not, it's real that what you eat is what you consist of, right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
Sorry. No.
I was just going to say, how do you feel about like, you know, there's always controversy about eating more plant-based food. And then some people say, it's okay to eat meat. You should have meat in your diet. You know, when it comes to anti-aging, like, you know, what's your suggestions on how people should eat, like what foods they should focus on?
Well, definitely, especially when you're younger, you do need meat. It's all the B12, it's iron, it's a huge amount of vitamin group B, and so we do need meat. So I'm not a vegetarian. I eat meat in moderation. It's very important to me to eat healthy meat. So all those meats with hormones and antibiotics is not very helpful.
Yeah.
So if you eat meat, I would say just eat healthy organic meat and eat it in moderation. I think it's much more important to have a healthy weight and exercise. And we still need to get all those nutrition in, because if you are vegetarian, so you're not getting enough B12. So you need to supplement with B12. Because B12 comes from animal sources.
Right.
I'm not a big meat eater, but I do eat meat in moderation, and I try to get healthy organic meat.
I think that's great advice. And with the when you do the injectables or you do the IV, is that something that you do like more than once a week, or is it something that you do like how often does a person have to come in for maybe an IV, or if they were to do, you know, the IV where they detoxifies the body?
So there's different protocols for different conditions.
Okay.
You know, NAD used for, let's say, post-COVID, COVID mental fog, and then you have to have massive doses, like a few days in a row. It's even used for neurodegenerative diseases like myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis. I don't really focus on that. I'm more into healthy people, anti-aging. So, and I have a few people who is coming every week for infusion. NAD is a very slow infusion. We can't go fast. So not a lot of people can find this time to sit in the office for a few hours. Although we try to make experience very nice. But it's still, it's time from your day. Yeah, people come and they just read books, and like I said, it's a different protocols for different conditions and what you really want to achieve. Just the maintenance once a week. Some people can come once in 2 weeks. It all depends on their schedule. But then you can get actually IM injection of NAD as well. And that's better than oral still.
Yeah.
Because orally, unfortunately, we decrease absorption of nutrients.
Yeah.
As we age, our gastrointestinal system is not working as good. That's why parenterals, meaning through IV or IM, is better. You really get in those nutrients right into your bloodstream. So yeah, depends on the condition and depends on your how much time you can afford to even just have those IV infusions done.
Now, you mentioned some of the things that we could do to prevent, and, you know, to help us, you know, with aging. Are there other things that we could do, other procedures or other changes in our life that would really help us with preventing aging? Because we talked about nutrition, we talked about some of the services, you know, but what are some other things too that we could do that we haven't mentioned yet?
Oh, well, sleeping well.
Yeah.
Trying to reduce stress in your life, because stress is the cortisol level, it's a big downer.
Yeah,
said that done, right? Right, sometimes it doesn't depend on you, it's all those things, but still, I mean, you can just choose how you behave, being with friends, and rather than staying alone, going out there. Again, I don't want to push that so much, because I know sometimes it's just hard, and this is through the different types of circumstances people experiencing.
Yeah.
But, social connections shown, social connections, staying close to your family, to your friends, definitely shown to help people to live happier life. When you're happy, you're healthier, actually. Definitely there is mind-body connection out there.
Yeah.
Big stress make you age faster and even bring up diseases, cancer, so many things. So yes, being social, trying to stay with your family, trying to amend and forgive.
Yes.
You know, it's very important. So thinking about your mental health, all this is very important. This one more thing NAD does, actually, it's like a scavenger. It helps to destroy those faulty DNA, and faulty DNA leads to abnormal cells, which is cancer cells. So it's NAD is also anti-aging, not just anti-aging, but it's anti-cancer.
Oh, really?
So it's amazing, amazing. I think new thing which needs more research, definitely, and that's what a lot this whole industry is about. We exciting exciting new way to stay young and healthy.
Yeah, definitely. I think by incorporating a lot of the things that you mentioned today, I think people could really, help themselves from, slowly aging so fast. You know, they can decrease, the speed, because we live in a society where so many people are eating processed foods. You know, so many people are eating foods we're not supposed to be. You know, some people lack, exercise. And even with exercise, you don't have to exercise like a crazy person. You can just get a little exercise each day. And I think that would be helpful for somebody, just to move the blood circulation and get their body going would be, really good. What do you feel like when it comes to exercise, and how much exercise do you think a person should have in their daily diet or their daily living?
Exercise is so important. Now research shows it's even prevents mental decline, not just, of course, your healthy body, but it's your brain functions better if you exercise. It's essential to get movement every day of your life.
Yeah.
It depends what can you do. I mean, you shouldn't be pushing yourself too hard, because you also can injure yourself. You have to increase your exercise level slowly, as tolerated, maybe working with professionals. But moving every day, exercising, getting some cardio, speeding up your heart a little bit at a time. I'm not saying like running marathon right away, but yes, anytime you can move your body, stretch your body is so important. Now more research shows that weight exercise also amazing for your body, like actual amount of muscles which you have as you age corresponds with your health overall and your mental health as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So resistance training, everything is great as long as you're moving your body.
Right. Right.
Don't injure. Right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Everybody have their own limitations. Everybody have their own history and history of trauma. So you have to know it well. And I think working with professionals would be better. According to your, let's say, especially for people who has trauma in the past, so certain things you can't do, but anyway, moving your body is amazing.
I couldn't agree more with you. I think it's so important. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and we had to emphasize everything we talked about, what are some takeaways that you would really like people to really understand, and maybe they could even apply to their daily lives?
Well, aging is how we grow old, and it's a privilege, and you should appreciate it and take it and be happy and healthy and smart about it.
Right.
You can age and stay healthy and youthful. The age is just a number, and it's really true. Right now we can actually calculate and find out what's your biological age. Your biological age can be different from your chronological age.
Yes.
And
yes.
So staying, like, listening to the research and really discipline matters.
Yeah.
Discipline matters. Yes, this piece of cake might feel very nice at this point. But I'm guilty. But I always try to think of it as, how bad is it for you?
Right.
It's bad for your body. Sweet. We didn't talk about sweets. It's just bad for you. Not just for your body, but it's for your skin. It's another like a free radical. It's another toxin for your, sugar is a toxin, another toxin for your whole body and your skin. Right. So we got to stay disciplined. We got to stay disciplined because I feel like everybody knows what to do. Yeah. Everybody knows, okay, smoking is bad, sun is not good for you, like eating fruits and vegetables are good, processed food is not. But it's just like being disciplined for yourself.
Yes.
Like, it's like selfish, but for your own good, okay?
Right.
I mean, you have to be disciplined and just do what you know already is good for
right.
you.
Right.
It's just to stay healthy. And as aesthetic medicine or anti-aging physician and specialist, if you come to me and we can discuss it all and reinforce it all again, and I can help you to stay youthful, to look yeah. youthful inside and out, mm-hmm. With the help of all the contemporary medicine, contemporary research. And my word is like, you're going to look very natural. Because now we're kind of scared away from all those unnatural results from especially celebrities who come out
yeah.
and they're freaky. And people don't come to us because they're afraid that they're going to look freaky.
Right.
But and it gave our specialty a bad rap, actually.
Yeah.
All those examples of freakish looking people, when we see not necessarily celebrities, we see them and we recognize them right away. You don't have to be a specialist. It's just human eye trained to see all those unnatural results, and
yes.
You'll see them right away and spot them right away. Oh my God, this girl did her lips or whatever.
Yeah,
her
yeah.
Enormous. There's something wrong there. So my word as a specialist that I do not do that. I
right.
really, really hate those unnatural results. This is absolutely no for me. And I do turn away the request of like enhancing something that I feel are going to look unnatural.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because, you know, especially like you said, you see a lot of celebrities that overdid it, you know, and they came out and a lot of them were very beautiful. They were just aging, you know, and they just wanted to keep that youthful look, but they went overboard. And some of them you didn't even realize at first who they were. Like you had to take, you know, because some of them really went overboard to the point where you had to do a double take and say, is that really them, you know? And it like I really appreciate and I highly, you know, admire that you know, you turn away people like that. And, you know, because natural is the way it's supposed to be. If you're going to get any type of enhancement, any changes done to you, it should look natural where people don't even notice. You look good, but they're, you know, they can't really tell if you did or didn't, you know what I mean? And that's the way it should be done. You know, it's, you know, that's what, you know, why it was developed to help and enhance, you know, your physical and your looks and, but in a natural form, not where it's, you know, people can't even raise their eyebrows or talk or and smile anymore, you know, because they've got so many procedures done, you know, and it's you know, I admire that you turn away people, you know, and you want people to look natural because that's so important.
Of course, every unnatural result I would create, this is my card. This is like what people say, oh my God, who treated this? So it's really not in my interest. I completely despise all those unnatural looks. It's
yeah.
just no for me. Yeah.
Now you have do you have one or two practices? Because you have where are you located? Where can people find you?
Right, I am in Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay Area, and I'm Nassau, Long Island, Hewlett.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Area.
Excellent. And where can people like find you on the website if they wanted to contact you on the website?
Sure. My website is www.drolgaz.com. Easy one.
And so If people wanted to make an appointment, can they do it through your website or should they call you? Do they have a number they can reach?
Yeah, absolutely. I have all the links and phone numbers on my website, diarolgaz.com. Also, social media is so important right now, right? My Instagram is really my portfolio of before and afters and all the procedures we do. So it's easy. It's just my name, Dr. Olga Zilberstein. That's it. It's my Instagram name, and it's where you can go and you can DM, and there's all phone numbers and all the links are there as well. Oh,
excellent. Excellent. Well, this has been amazing. I love talking to you. You know, you have so much great advice, and I think it's so important that people learn how to take care of themselves the right way, because we could keep our youthfulness. You know, even though we get older, we could still make ourselves feel and look young by the way we care for ourselves and just by doing little procedures and doing different, you know, little things and adding them into our life. We could actually really, you know, feel and look like we're younger, you know, because it's like we were saying earlier, it's just a number, you know, it's really how we look and how we feel that really matters, you know. And, you know, I really admire everything you're doing. And I think you're doing a great job. And thank you so much for coming on this show. This has been such a pleasurable experience.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Oh,
it's
you're
always
very
a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, same here. Same here. You have a great day.
You too.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.